The joyous celebration began with a birth inside a lowly manger. The promise of heaven, God's forever gift to man. The reality of God's greatest gift can be yours free from Dr. Rod Parsley.
You see, the experience we all search for at Christmas is simply not of this world.
It's time to unwrap Dr. Parsley's free gift to you. Call or visit rodparsley.com.
Celebrating 50 years of ministry, this is Breakthrough with Rod Parsley.
It is, as always, my great, great joy to welcome you. So come on in. It's your international broadcast of Breakthrough, where it's our absolute overwhelming joy to serve the living God, to glorify His mighty risen Son, Jesus Christ of Nazareth, and rejoice through the power of Pentecost, the Holy Ghost, who lives within us. You know I'm Dr. Rod Parsley, and I'm so glad to have you there with me today. I've got good, good gospel news for you. If you belong to God, and I certainly trust that you do, I am believing with all my heart that your situation is about to be dramatically different. It'd be so unexpected, so instantaneous, that in the blink of an eye, you'll be transported from the pit to the palace. It's time to ignore the constant doubt and doubters, the defeat and the defeatist mentality. Your adversary whispers in your ear, you're about to take hold of the promises of God, realize and understand He's already busy preparing a place for you to take a seat at His royal table. Well, that's the subject of my message of hope this holiday season, bringing it to you from the legendary Summerall Tabernacle World Harvest Church. It's entitled, The God of a Second Chance. How many of you believe the main thing is to keep the main thing the main thing? I'm going to ask everybody that's saved to respond to me. How many of you believe that the main thing is to keep the main thing the main thing? I want to tell you that God's message to you, although I spent 11 hours on something else, but I've known I can do mine or I can do His. And because of the precious anointing and obedience of seasoned saints on this platform, in this church, God has sent me with another message for you. And the message is a very simple one. It's not complicated. And it is because, you know, the gospel's power is its simplicity. And its simplicity is its power. I wish preachers would learn that. They spend 40 minutes talking about something and nobody understands what they're talking about. And maybe 3 minutes saying anything anybody really comprehends and understands. The Bible does not contain truth. The Bible is truth. Jesus said, I am the way, I am the truth, and I am the life. That's it. That's pretty simple. But now here is something that God the Holy Ghost wants you to know. I need. And I will receive a second chance. That's all. Now, everybody that doesn't need a second chance in some area of your life
right now, today, you can stop shouting, but everybody, shout, shout for a God that's the God of a second chance. Shout, because today, yesterday gets erased and you get a do-over. Today, you failed yesterday, but today, you get to try again. I need somebody that has played golf that knows what a mulligan is. You get another shot. Tell somebody, today, I get a second chance, a do-over, a try again, second chance at victory. I messed it up. Moses, baby Moses, floating down the Nile River. And God had planted some bulrushes, what people call weeds. Don't be complaining when you get stuck in the weeds. Sometimes God used a weed patch a whole lot better than a pruned garden in your life. And that little basket just stuck. Pennsylvania mom and dad just stuck in the bulrushes. And it stuck because God is the God of intention. God is the God of purpose. Look at somebody and say, you think you're here by accident, but that's not true. He's not a God of accident. Stuck. Some of you are stuck. And you complaining. Just lay right there, helpless as you are, and coo praises up to Jesus. Because it wasn't a wolf. Or a python, or a river rat that found baby Moses. Those bulrushes were right at the bottom of the steps. You would say of the president's house, but it was even bigger than that, of Pharaoh's house, Israel's adversary. I'm here to tell you God's about to make the devil pay for somebody's lunch today. Shout, I belong to God. He's stuck. But always remember this. When your adversary has a plan to take you out, when the devil tells in your ear because of what you did yesterday, God's going to cancel his lease on your life today. When that devil has a plan to take you out, God's been growing bulrushes for the last 15 years to catch you right at the right place, right at the right time. And here come Pharaoh's daughter, God about to make your enemy carry you out your mess. I'm told by the God of the second chance. Pharaoh's daughter found baby Moses. You think you found the Lord. He wasn't lost and you didn't know where to look. Pharaoh's lovely daughter picks up baby Moses carries him up those steps of the palace. Woo, you may be in the pit today, but the palace is in your future.
That's right.
I ain't got no help in here. I ain't got a choir to help me. She went into Pharaoh and said, look, Daddy, what I found. A Hebrew baby. Pharaoh said, kill it. She started crying. A table in the presence of your enemies. And Pharaoh said, I can't stand to hear my baby girl cry. She said, well, Daddy, I don't know what to do. I have no way to feed this baby. A lot of folks say, well, if you preach against abortion, you ought to tell us how to feed these babies, or you ought to stop having them. Because God's the author of life, and I've never seen the righteous forsaken, nor his seed begging bread. So Daddy Pharaoh says, well, he's a Hebrew, and we got a lot of Hebrews serving around here. Go out yonder and get you one whose breasts are lactating. And guess who they picked? Moses' mommy. Sometimes you think you lost it when you floated it down the Nile, but the book says, cast your bread upon the water, and in not many days it will come again. For he that sows in tears shall reap rejoicing. Come again, rejoicing. If you'd make what you lost a seed and believe for a harvest, your life would change. You know, God can take your mess and give you a second chance and turn it into a miracle. God's not through with you. God has not finished with you. In my high school yearbook, you're supposed to write down some things, you know, by your picture. So I wrote a 74 Monte Carlo, because that's what I drove. And I wrote, be patient. God's not finished with me yet. I was the first person ever inducted into my high school's Hall of Fame. I got a second chance. I got a do-over. I got a mulligan. And so can you. Jonah. God said, go to Nineveh, and I'm going to give you a revival. Whoo! But Jonah got nervous, got thrown overboard on his way to Nineveh, going the other direction. But God said, I'm not quite finished with you yet. I believe I could get you straightened out, having your own private camp meeting in the belly of the great fish. Sometimes God's rescue plan is not really the one you would have chosen. But that fish swallowed him up. And down there he repented. And God had that fish swim all the way to Nineveh and belch him out on the shore and said, now go tell what I, go do what I told you to do. You might be in a whale's belly right now. You might be running from what God wants for your life.
But today, kind of looks like a whale's belly in here. And if you repent, God's going to give you a do-over. God's going to give you another opportunity. God is going to give you a second chance. Every head bowed, every eye closed. The Bible says, woe unto him that hardens his heart. He shall be cut off without a remedy. You see, mercy is preaching today. But judgment is waiting just outside. This is your opportunity. You said no. Or you said yes and then you turned away. You've never really given your whole heart to Jesus. The Bible is true and it says the soul that sinneth, it shall die. But that doesn't have to be you. The Bible says the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. The Bible says you can know absolutely that Jesus Christ is your Savior, and you are as sure for heaven as if you were already there. And if you don't know that today, you're getting a second chance. If you walked away, if you become cold in your heart, if you don't feel the presence of God in your life, today's the day. Today, God says, is the day of salvation. Now is the appointed time. If you want to pillow your head tonight as sure for heaven as if you were already there, you want to know that your life is right with God, that He is your Savior, your Redeemer, your Protector and Provider. When I say three, I want you to shoot your hand straight up in the air. I don't care if you've been in the altar 152 times. You know there's separation between you and God, and you want to close the distance. You want to feel God real and vital in your life. When I say three, I want you to simply raise your hand and leave it up. That's it. Jesus came from heaven to earth, went to the cross, suffered, bled, and died for you. Rose again from the dead, went back to heaven, sat down by God the Father, and is right now pleading with you. I'm giving you another chance. Don't squander it. It's here now. But there's no promise it's here tomorrow. Hands are already going up. I'm going to count to three very quickly. Make the decision you'll be so happy you made today and when you stand before God, as surely we all will. On three, join these with hands already raised and let's pray together. One, two, three. Raise it and leave it really high. Now listen. I can see all of you. I know where you are. When I say three again, I want you to stand to your feet. Jesus died for you. You can stand for him. I want you to do it right now so he can change your life. One, two, three, stand. Every one of you that raised your hand, stand. Everyone. There were more. Everyone. Are you ready? Here, we're going to pray out loud. I mean, make the person in front of you just angry. You're so loud. Heavenly Father, I come to you today in the name of Jesus Christ, your Son. I believe in Jesus that he came to die for me, to take away my sinfulness, and I want rid of it. So today, of my own free will, Lord Jesus Christ, I accept you as my personal Savior.
I believe in you. And I, with my mouth, confess you as my personal Savior. Come into my heart, forgive my sins, give me eternal life, and let me know I'm on my way to heaven. I will live for you. Come to church, get a Bible as you teach me how. I feel so good. I'm a new creature in Jesus. My old life is gone. I only have a future. I'm so happy about it, I could almost clap and shout. Oh, why not?
Many, many times over the last 50 years, I've taught this foundational truth. It's worth repeating. There are many, many mysteries in the 1,166 pages of your Bible. But they're not hidden from you. They're hidden for you. Take, for example, the kingly and priestly significance of numbers. Let me speak to you specifically about the number 12. The God of the ages specifically ordered that 12 unleavened cakes of bread were to be placed in his temple and that they should be changed every week. Jacob, our great patriarchal father, had 12 sons. Every one of those sons represented a tribe among the nation of Israel, God's chosen people. The number 12 also represents the government of God and his absolute authority. And that's why, in my times of study, I was compelled to take special note of December, the 12th month, and the 12th day in the year 2024, 12-12-24, because in it, the mysteries of 12 doubled are contained. If we'll just take note of God's authority, if we'll honor him, he's promised to release a double blessing, 12 times 2, 24 blessings in all. And I want to invite you to study them as they're given to you and to me in the 72nd Psalm. Psalm 72 points directly to Jesus Christ, and many, many scholars consider it to be the most prophetically messianic psalm of them all. I believe this date, 12-12-24, is a once-in-a-lifetime appointment with the miraculous provision of God Almighty. Now it's my prayer that you receive every single blessing, 24 of them in all, outlined in Psalm 72. And it's vital that you also put action to your faith. Faith without action, faith without works is dead, being alone. You can do that today by placing a memorial before the Lord, a Psalm 72 blessing seed. Could be $72 as you and I acknowledge those 24 blessings. $72 or more. As this year comes to a close, I want to encourage you to sow a seed of $72. Perhaps for you and your spouse, perhaps for you and each member of your family. Joni and I, our entire team, will be praying, adding our faith to yours for a supernatural harvest and for the answer to your prayer requests on that prophetically significant day, 12-12-24. Your generous seed faith gift will continue to help me do what I've been doing for over 45 years now, preach the gospel of Jesus Christ, teach and train God's people be an encourager of the faith of God's children and share God's truth with multiplied millions around the world. This is our calling. We are in the final days before the return of the Lord Jesus. We must do the works of Him who sent us. A day is coming very, very soon. Your Bible says, when no man can work. And I'm believing that today will be the day you sow your very best seed. Your phone is right next to you. It always is. Or you can simply scan that QR code right there on your screen. It'll take you directly to rodparsley.com. I believe today for some dear friends, a $72 seed may not be possible. And I certainly understand that. But you could stretch your faith and give a multiple of 12, $12 or 36, $48 or more. There's a once in a lifetime date coming very, very soon. So let's all believe for the blessings of Psalm 72 in this most prophetic season.
12-12-2024 is a powerfully symbolic representation of the perfection of God's holy authority and the soon return of the Messiah, King Jesus. This once-in-a-lifetime moment is not to be feared, but an open door to 24 blessings, each one a promise found in Psalm 72. Right now, seal your covenant with God to receive all 24 blessings by sowing $72 or $72 for each member of your family, or $720. Your Psalm 72 seed faith gift could be $48 or $36. Whatever God has placed in your hand, give it with great faith and in holy obedience to the Lord. Seize the blessings of this prophetic moment. Call, scan the QR code, or simply click on rodparsley.com. When we receive your 12-12-24 seed faith gift, we'll send you three excellent ministry resources. First, a special message from Dr. Parsley on the mystery of 2 times 12. Second, a daily inspiration and confirmation of your 24 blessings, each one found in Psalm 72, and a gorgeous frameable print of Psalm 72. You'll understand far more of this Psalm's prophetic promises concerning Jesus. Many scholars consider it the greatest messianic psalm. You are promised a kingly blessing of righteousness and justice. Those that have oppressed you will be destroyed, and you'll flourish. Seal this covenant with a worthy Psalm 72 seed faith gift before Thursday, 12-12-24. Write, call, scan the QR code, or click on rodparsley.com. Sow in faith for your 12-12-24 blessing.